Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
It's an honor to me, and it's a great privilege. I'm not here because bengifanele ukubala. Always you receive the opportunity with both hands, and I was telling my wife as I was coming, uyamazini lo mfundiso yakuye the angimazi kodwa maye ngibhukelele leya hotel is all right. Sambe smenywa bazalwane ubone ukuthi ihotela lona kodwa kusemva kwendlu la. And we are so grateful, bazalwane. I'm so grateful even to see your children. Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu, all the pastors. It's so awesome. What a service to see young people on fire and hungry for God. And we are so grateful, bazalwane, ukuba la. Ngize ngafisa engathi ngabe ngisemncane. And sengena ku sixth floor. Mhlawumbe udokotela will know ukuthi abantu abafika ku sixth floor banjani. So greetings to all the pastors, bonke abobaba, mama. Ladies and gentlemen, I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, I came with two guys that are serving me most of the times when I'm here in Johannesburg, Bishop Khoza, Prophet Ngosi, that and Naba, they're coming to thank God for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Dr. Mabizela, it's good to see you. Also, angifuna ukusho lento kade uyisho. Kwathi ngiphuma kuyoshumayela kwenye inkonzo. Nami ngingabonanga ukuthi bangenzeni. Ovelo waqhamuka nje, hayi ngaduduzeka. So, thank God. So we thank God, Bazalwane, and it was so great to see him. Let's go into the book of Ephesians. It's chapter number 4. We're reading from verse number 8. It reads thus, I believe they've put it up there. From verse number 8, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. I don't know whether you understand these words. I'm going to preach, but I'm not going to dwell on these ones. Laoguti, when he was ascended, he led the captivity captive. He made the place that he used to capture people. He captured what used to capture people. When he was ascended on high. It's an ascension day, okay? When he was ascended on high, he led captivity. You see, lot of criminals, they know uma benzinte wrong ukuthi one day they will end up in jail. But uJesu, what used to capture us, because of our sins, of course, because of our wrongs. Ungayibuke ngazathi le captivity was wrong. It was right because of what we did. But Jesus, when he was ascended, when he was ascended, he captured what used to capture us. I was so troubled with this verse, and it was for the first time I see it as I'm coming here. We should come in there, you know. You must understand and rest in your spirit. I've been preaching for more than 34 years, full time, everywhere, over 59 countries, preaching the gospel. You know, the first time I flew somewhere, I did not go for vacation. I go to preach. But I never saw this verse. I never saw this verse. Ukuthi wabophi ijele lethu ngokunyuka kwakhe. Wabophi ijele lethu. Alisho that when he was raptured, Jesus was never raptured. He ascended. He ascended. You know, when it is a rapture, it means that there must be a supernatural power that is going to take you and force you up. That's the rapture. Lentezo kwenzeka kithi. Sidinga amanye amandla azosithatha asiforce sidlule force of gravity okungadlulwa kuyo ethi zonke izinto ezifika kuyibuyisela phansi. Sizodinga lawo mandla when we are raptured. But Jesus was not. He ascended. He ascended. He ascended. When he ascended, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Can somebody shout, I've been given gifts? Verse number 9, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first unto the lower parts of the earth. So he ascended because firstly he descended. All right. Good time push something. I feel like pushing something. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above heavens, that he might fill all things. All things. Fill all things. That word is shortened. It simply means that he might fulfill all things. He might fulfill all things. So it's very, very important that you see, you know, the authors and the writers, they will be, you know, sometimes poetical. Poetical. This sentence is poetical, that he might feel as if he is going to fill all the empty. But here, he is not filling the empties. He is fulfilling all. No. Vela aningizwa ngikhona la isiya khona kanye nani. His ascension is to fulfill. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. So let's leave it like that. Let's leave it like that. The book of Ephesians, bazalwane, incwadi that was written by Paul. UPaul umeyibhala le ncwadi, uyibhala, it's like he was captured to get the mysteries. The mysteries, this is the only book by Bellini, ekhuluma with the mysteries. And even when he is praying in chapter number 3, he is saying something that, you know, I pray for you that you may know the height and the depth and the width of his loving power. So now, uti, we are born ukuthi umuntu owaye captured ebuki bandla ukuthi the church, it seems like it does not go in the in-depth, but it does not go also into the highest places where the church must go. But another thing, the church does not know that it is limitless. this anointing is going to hit everybody tonight. It's going to break every limitations. The church, bazalwane, abantu that aba beke nje ezulwini kuphela, abangazi ukuthi they can go this side and find that there is no limit, and go this side and find that there is no, and go deep and find that there is no limit, and go up. Ibandla uma elibhalela ubona ngendlela he introduces God. You know, when you come to chapter number 1, verse number 3, uti thanks be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Abe said, for he has blessed us. Can somebody shout with me? He has blessed us with all. Who knows that all means all? He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And then he start to count in verse number 4. He says, because he has chosen us. You don't know what happened for God to choose us. There are kukhona izinto ezinamandla azenza uNkulunkulu ezenza kube sobala kube clear to us that indeed we are chosen. Can you tell somebody and say, I'm chosen? Now it's very, very important ukuthi ufike lapho ukuthi we serve one God, but who has 3 departments. God is a departmental God. There is the department of the Father. And the department of the Father, he chooses. It's the Father that chooses. Okay. Are you still with me? It's the Father that does what? Chooses. In other words, you were not chosen by the cross. You were not chosen by the death of Jesus Christ. You were not chosen by what we see. We were chosen by the Father before all that we see came to know. How many magama, a department that chooses, ayina ndaba ke noma ngikhama kuyiphi background, noma ngabe ukhama kunjani ibala lakho, noma ngabe isimo sakho besibheda kanjani wena, you know, kubukayi kangakanani kini. But God does not consult anybody when he's about to choose. He chooses in his glorious power. God the Father chooses. And now, when did he choose you? He chose you before the foundations of the world. Okay. He chose you before the foundation of the world. But he did not only choose, he knew that he will choose and you will go away. And then he chose and he did the second thing. He adopted.
You see
now, when he chose you, ukuchuza is original. But the adoption, you could wasuke wapeda. And he followed you and adopt you again. Now they are here. Sonke njengoba ngishumayela lapha uza khuluma uPaul uthi ngangingesibi soni kunazo zonke. So he chooses and then he adopts. Okay. I want to come to this verse. But when it comes to the second department, that is Jesus, the Son of God. It's one God, but when we talk about the Son, it's the department. All right. So now, when it comes to Jesus, in verse number 7, it's the Bible, he redeemed us by his blood. So the redemption, what is the redemption? The redemption, it means to buy in order to set free. Kodwa yena ngegazi lakhe wafike wakhokha wayesiyasithenga wayesethi anginithengela ukuthi niphinde nibe zigqila kodwa senginithengela ukuthi hambani nibe free, because when the Son of Man set you are free indeed. He bought you to set you free. Can somebody shout, I'm free? Now, Jesus redeems. He buy in order to set free. But Jesus, the second thing, he forgives sins. The department ka Jesu, the department yokuhlenga no. Before the foundations of the world. Before kufika isono. What does that mean? It simply means that whatever the devil has done, he is late. I know, let me declare, whether you like it or not, whatever the devil has done or whatever he is trying to do, he is already. I like God because he does things before. He does things for. What we go Jeremiah, chapter number one. Before I formed you, I knew you. We were somewhere with you before you were formed. In other words, you are not here because of your mother and your father, but you are here because God knew you and he knew the position to bring you. Whatever that you will meet on the way, oh kaposhata, no mangabe inozohlangana naye endleleni, it is late. Again declare bantwana beNkosi, it's late. Enye izinto uSathane adume ngazo ukuba late. Awusibheke nje, ngaba ukho la, ngaba usindiswanga wena. Abawusindiswanga ukube kuya ngayo usamangala ukuthi uphunyuke kanjani. Akazi ukuthi into ezama ukuyenza, he tried to do it but he was already late. Can I talk to the people that are sick? Little Bible, by his stripes we were healed. Before part of Mkushana Okala, Upilis Wakwako was already settled.
I'm trying. But we come to the third department. I think it's verse number 13, something like that. Chapter 1. Uthi nini esenisindisiwe? Nakholwa. Uthi nase nibeke uphawu. The seal. Is seal. It simply means that the ownership has been changed. The ownership has been changed. That's why we were singing that song, Michael. What that? Jesus, I belong to you. You see, I loved that song when I looked at the words. How Jesus, I belong to you. It is eternal and it is settled. It is eternal and it is settled. I belong to Jesus. Ngingoka Jesu bantwana benkosi. Khona ezinye indawo nezinto indawo engatholakali kuzo nezinto engazenzi. Because I belong. I'm not my own. So now, utike nina, nasin begwa, the seal of the Holy Spirit. But I like it, Doc Maise Kuluma, at which is the deposit of your inheritance. So this seal of the Holy Spirit, it's the deposit. What is the deposit? Because bazalwane, a deposit, ihambisana namandla athile. I remember uma ngizoshada early ngangena mphede ngena lutho ngiyabona insuku ziyasondela anginawo nomphede aniyazi ukuthi umuntu wesilisa mayesezoshada ucabanga long ngumane ngingabi bikho lutho efrijini kodwa at least umphede. But you know, I went kwakonistolo kwakuthi u-Ellerins. Angazi noma nisazazi. Ngaya khona, ngafika ngiphethe u-150. Ngifuna ukuthenga umbhede o-1200. And futhi angazi ukuthi ngizoyithatha blenje khona manje. What lo othengisayo? Hayi, faka i-deposit. Deposit, once I put the down payment, it makes me ukuthi ngibe namandla ayifani nalokho kunye kuthiwa yini lokho kunye ilebha ayifani nelebhayi ilebha uyakhokha kodwa amandla sale nakulo muntu okuthengiselayo kodwa i-deposit once wayifaka babe bekhipha imoto ngapha eyodeliver. So. When we talk of the deposit, it gives us more power than the place where we are collecting. Okay. Angazi noma angazi ngokukhona nothi ngifuna ukukolekta abafowethu. Nge-ascension ngifuna ukukolekta. I'm here to collect. I'm not here to collect. I don't know about you, but I'm here to collect my portion. I'm here to collect my power, my anointing. I'm here to collect my victory. I'm here. The Holy Ghost is the seal, which is the deposit. It gives me power. Who's that? May say, cool my window. What? Was an intenga mahala. But sit a little bit. So this book, that is the introduction of this book. See how good this book was. This church was later pastored by Timothy. But nansi into engifuna ukuza kuyo. Inezinto ezimbalwa le ncwadi. ayikincwadi that speaks about salvation like this one. Chapter 2, verse number 2. Univusile nani. Enanifile ngenxa yephambeko nangezono zenu. He raised you. He raised you. Wawufile kodwa he raised you. Okay? Are you still with me? When you go down, ufika ku verse number 7 and verse number 8 chapter 2, izothi kungomusa nisindisiwe ukuzanga bibikho breakage. Salvation is not something to break because it's a gift of God. You know, it's not something to break. Now, this book, in Alento Yensendeso. But this book also talks about the family. That's chapter number 5, verse number 21. I like verse number 21, then 22. Verse number 21, okay. Love one another. No. Uti submit to each other. Ngoba abanye bathanda verse 22. Ngoba wona usuthi bafazi thobelane. Kanti verse number 21 ukubeka ngosobali thobelanani. Kungathi kukuya inkosi. Okay, ngiyanizwa kanihlukumeza kancane kodwa ngoba sonke isigadi religion yasitshela kanjalo ukuthi omunye kabe abe impongo la ekhaya akuthobosi, but it talks about family. Uyabona ukuzwe uma uzoshumayela uzwe intshumayela ihleli la. It's like that tonight. I'm about to close, but when it comes to chapter number 4, verse number 8, uti when he ascended, the one who ascended, verse number 9, the one who was is the one who descended. So now umalitike, he descended, it overrules the fact ukuthi uJesu wazalwa. Bantwana benkosi asimemezele nje ukuthi uJesu akazalwanga. Oh yes, okay. Ngicela nididike nibuye nganeno. Uyabona chapter number 1 in the book of Matthew. Uma ethi kwafika ingelosi kulomama. Yafika yathi uzozala. Uyathi uzokwenza njani? Uzozala. Ungezukuzala, uzozala. Uba uthi bayomqamba igama lokuthi he is Jesus because he is the one who is going to save people from their sins. But bese iyabuza lento kuzokwenzeka kanjani ngingayazi indoda, because waye nolwazi lwami kanye nawe, there must be a man and a woman and that action. So now he says, no, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And lokho kuzobe kuhleli lapha kobe ngesiyena umuntu, kobe kuNkulunkulu. Because it was going to be the way of descending. Incwadi yabase Philip chapter number 2 uzoqala verse number 5, you know, it let the attitude that was in Christ be in you. You see, my khuluma ngaleyo nto leyo ube sethi ngokuba nome uNkulunkulu akaze athi into yokuphangwa ukulingana noNkulunkulu, but he took the form. He was taking the form. He was taking the form. Kodwa Jesu ngakhuluma nabantu kodwa namhlanje. Waye zothatha nje isimo somzimba. Uthi komunye shumayela, uthi Jesu uMary uJesu wazalwa i-virgin. Aphuma uJesu wasala futhi ayi virgin umeme. Jesus never took a virginity. Yeah, that's why Joseph was why he got the shabelele ngomanga yazi ngalolu yasuku, because he found the virgin. Oh yeah. This is dangerous, eh? This is dangerous. This is dangerous. Wangena e virgin in wapuma washiya kuyi virgin. In the book of John, chapter number two. Let the Bible what? Mom, a woman. Because you cannot say that to your mother. What woman? Woman. Because akatatanga lutho kuye. Mary was just a woman, just like all other women. Can somebody say thank you, Holy Spirit? So uJesu akazalwanga bafowethu, ngicela nihambe nje noyilokhuza yonke le nto nisuse. uJesu akenziwanga njani? Akazalwanga. He descended. And if the Bible, mfundisi wami lithi, he descended, it tells us that he was somewhere up and came down here. He descended. He shifted the locations. Oh God. Oh God. Now, uma lithi he descended, ingakho ke uJohn esezokhuluma abantwana beNkosi, ethi in the beginning he was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Mawusufika ku verse number 14, ebe said the Word became flesh. Jesus was not born, he became. Jesus did what? Became. Ubengeka sindise ezalwe njengathi bonke abazelweyo noma bengazibiza ngabasindisi, but bange bazelwe bafana nathi, badla ema restaurant njengathi. Jesus was never born, and it's very important ukuthi we understand that uJesu wehla. Jesu wehla. uJesu wehla. Ngizwa ukuthi anguthinde nje. Angazi ukuthi yini le enginikezayo, nobodwa yona ikhona. There is something supernatural. Something supernatural. But you know, uma lithi iBhayibheli yena lowo owehlayo, uyena owabuye wenza njani? Wanyuka. Ageshiswanga futha kanyoswanga unamandla across the horizon ehla ezala athi mayiseqeda iassignment abuye anyuka across the horizon abe seyohlala ngakwesokunene sikababa, which is the place of the authority and power. The place of authority and power. You know. So now Jesus descended. Can somebody shout that? Jesus descended. He was God. And he descended to take a form. Form. Nansi ke into engifuna uyibambe. Lithi iBhayibheli, but when he was ascended, sengazathi mayivuka ekufeni. In fact, ngesikhathi esekufeni lapha ethuneni, ela petunen wayibamba onke amajele abamba abantu wabamba kanje wawaqoqa wawabeka ndawonye wathi kuzu isikhathe sokunyuka ayizinto ke that enamandla kakhulu ukuthi uJesu he died uthi okhulumayo in the book of second Corinthians chapter number 5 uthi wafela bonke ukuze abaphilayo bengabe besaziphilela bona kodwa baphilele yena owabafelayo wabuye wavuka. Jesus died hlukile nje kuno Lazarus bafowethu. Hlukile kuno Lazarus. Ulazarus wavuswa kodwa uJesu siqhathanisa ukufa kaJesu nokufa kaLazaro. ULazaro wavuswa, ingakho noma esevusiwe wabuye wafa. Ukuba kafanga ngabe usekhona namhlanje. Ngoba ovusiwe uyophinda futhi afe. Kodwa oyivukelayo iyakhomba lento ukuthi in fact wayeye thuneni eyela thina akayanga ngoba ebulewe. Akukho mese namkhonto owawungabulala uJesu. Nothing could kill him. He went. That's why they were like, he came from heaven to earth. To show from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to grave, from the now, he came from heaven to earth, from earth to death. You know, agafanga uJesu. Waya ekufeni akafanga uJesu bantu banoma inkosi ningabe lokhu nihambe ni agiwisha. Jesus never died. Noma ungaye thuneni kaIsrael namhlanje ngeke umthole ngoba wayongena nje eyovaya. That is why makufika labo mama bezothi bethi bazogcoba isithumbu sakhe uthini zithini ngelosi nimfunelani aphilayo kwabafile. Akayiswanga iCovid bantwana bengosi laphaya waziyela yena wazehlela yena waziyela yena ethuneni wazivukela yena futhi wazivukela yena. Jesus rose from the dead. But you know the thing is when he was ascended wabopha amajele. Tshela uzulu ijele lami liboshiwe. Liboshiwe ijele lami. Ya, ijele lami liboshiwe. Angazi ukuthi njengoba liboshiwe uJesu lo khululwa ubani. Kodwa ijele lami linjani? I'm free forever. I'm free forever. I am free forever. Ngoba ijele that used to put me into captivity, into captives, is already captured. Unyuka kwakhe nje kusho ukuthi hayi bantwana benkosi konke seku. Let me tell you something that I saw here. He never only captured our captivities, but he gave gifts. Uyabona ke bantwana benkosi le ezipho. It's something that you must put in your mind whenever you come into the presence of God. Ut manifest the gift that you have given unto me. Because I would nisazophiwa. Nesikhathe enyuka ukunyuka kwakhe kwasala ama gifts. there are gifts left enough for each and every one of you. No man abu kamga pi, but there are gifts and they are enough. When he was ascended, he gave gifts. Gave gifts. But number three, I want to close. Number three, when he was ascended, he gave gifts to those that was left behind. And then he gave gifts unto men, not unto disciples. If you are a man, are you men low and old? Human beings. He gave gifts. Ube underutilized. Many people, they are underutilized. They are lost being found. Underutilized. You must understand that there are gifts. And ama gifts, ageko confused. Kuma gifts are. Ngeka kunikeza gift, a connect with these pastors. And then you think that your gift is bigger than theirs. All right. So it's very, very important. God is not confused. Mawusuzu wa senga zatu wena, senga zati kone nyi ndona yo, awuse ena velo wala inzini. Awuse eno wala inzini. Ngoba, abala inzini ba alaina. And when he gave gifts, he knew, ukuthi I will give gifts for this house. Yako nyuma ungafike life, ungafike uboreke kabi. But la, we builders, there must be an alignment. Because every gift, we come on good, yin in the bonga sin this one, who's also in this one la? Who's also in this one la? Who God? God and right. But there is this thing before I close. You know, because this thing is mesmerizing my spirit. You know, there is this thing. You know, go to chase my vuka kwa bafile. Agazanga akipe timuni. Agazanga vusa banda bafile. Ako miracle. Ayenza my vuka kwa bafile. Oh God. In fact, uqale 3 weeks before he died. Ku John chapter 14. What inhliziyo yenu? Kodwa yenzani? Waseveza indlela ezothu. Because those are two ways of life. It's either you living the life of being troubled, or you living the life of faith. He was introducing that ngiyanishiya kodwa khona phakathi kwena bazosala benendlela behamba ngendlela yokukhathazeka wavela khona lapho okhathazekile wathi hayi cela usitshele awusitshele ngobaba wakho ubani babu wakho iphi yona indlela kwacabanga kwacaca ukuthi akakayitholi indlela of faith, the way of faith. Usakhathazekile because phakathi kwabafundi bakaJesu kwakukhona iy'nhlobo eziwu-3 noma eziwu-4. Oh Jesus, can I say this? Inhlobo yokuqala kwakulokhozi uBartolomeo. UBartolomeo waze wafa uJesu engekho umuntu omaziyo, mhlawumbe nonke animazi. Ukhona wazi uBartolomeo wake wenzani nje uBartolomeo wakwathini kubantu uBartolomeo umuzwa ngoba ebalwa encwadini yezenzo 1 mase kubalwa bonke awakhamuka noBartolomeu. Ngingashashinihleka ngoba kungenzeka bakhona uBartolomeu. Khona kule nkosi. Khona kule nkosi. You see, uBartolomeu ulokhuza stands for the useless Christians. Useless Christians. uBartolomeu. Useless Christians. I wrote about that when I was writing my thesis. Useless Christians. Bese bakhona Thomas. Mhlambe nabo bakhona nje khona. Usabuza uJesu esehamba. Ukuthi kanti ubani ubaba wakho sombona kanjani soyazi kanjani indlela. He stands for the clueless Christians. Let me tell you, in the church they are useless and they are clueless. Bese kuba khona uJuda Iscariot. Nabo bakhona lapho. Labo bathi I am too gifted than the leadership. I'm too gifted. You see, those are called the dangerous Christians. Bakhona khona la esontweni. Dangerous Christians. But khona oPetro. Very good. Umuntu ngisho ungamthuka umbize ngoSatan. Ngeviki elizayo uzobela. Futhi ngeke elokhu eshintsha ubuso with a frown eyes. Uzongena athi kunjani my pastor, kunjani bazalwana. Hawu bese sithini, wenze kanjani ngoba umfundisi umphoxe phambi kwethu. Because it's a good. Bathi bezobulala uJesu, bezobamba uJesu, wagqipha inkemba, washaya indlebe, wayibeka phansi. This guy is help. This guy was beka phansi indlebe yomuntu obezethu uzobamba uJesu, wayibeka phansi indlebe. Ngithanda noJesu, ngithanda uJesu bafundisi bami, uthi buyisela inkemba esikhwameni, akasho ukuthi ilahle. No, asingamkhulumeli uJesu. Akasho ukuthi lahle inkemba. Uthi buyisela inkemba esikhwameni. Ngoba sengazathi ngelinye ilanga, Peter, sizobuye sibe sesimene esinjena. Bese iyadingeka le nkemba. Yabona uJesu mayesevuka kwabafile akafunanga bonke abanye, akacinganga bonke abanye. He never looked for anybody. He looked for Peter. Wathi mayesemtholile wathi uyangithanda na kunalaba. No, aningizwanga. Uyangithanda na kunalaba. Uyabona, until you come to that level where you know that you know that you know that you love him more than any others. Okay. Ngiyizwa lento iyanyakaza manje. You see, those kinds of Christians, uJesu umevuka, he never, the first thing that he did, ayenza, but behamba bebheke emawuse bedidekile. He came with them and removed the confusion. Because in order to get where God is taking you, you must shun away from confusion. Refuse to be confused. Angazi uJesu anyuke ulokhu confused. Wathi nikhuluma ngani madoda ase madoda bazalwana nikhuluma ngani? But awuzwanga wena. Awuzwanga. bese sithi uyinkosi yethu kodwa ubulewe bafowethu wabulawa kabuhlungu lithi iBhayibheli then explain the word to them and clear their mind because when he was ascending he wanted to leave a clear minded church. Clear minded church. I'm not confused. Uzuyinikelile musu lokhu uyinikela kanini uzoze usenze sengazathi manje silokhu sicaba ngathi confused khona ukhona into idlile ekconfuse. All right. So Musa, when we are taught, when you ask questions not to be helped, kukhona imibuzo mina engayiphendula. Ngoba uma ngike ngawuphendula lo mbuzo ubelethwe ngomunye. Imbuzo efuna bobona mase kukhona umzalwane oconfused akeze kubafundisi uthola nje abancane lapha eceleni ubona ibandla selihlukene nje kanti sekukhona iqembu eseliconfused awukabange nje abafundi bonke uJesu uthi asihlangane neGalile laba babili bekho babanjwe iconfusion. I confusion ikukhipha phakathi kwabangcwele. Hamba eceleni. Kwesisikhathi uba out while you are in. Umlaleli nje umzalwane o confused. Mase buza imibuzo ongayi understand, ungamlaleli hayi u confused wena. Udinga uJesu ozonyuka masinyane. Because before I knew ge he dealt with confusion. But thirdly, what he dealt with, he said, do you love me? He wanted to know the level of ubashiya in the highest level of their love for him. Uma ilevel yakho yokumthanda ilow mhla ushonelwe outside. Oh no, I know, sengiyakhuluma bazalwane. Sengifike la nga. Because a confusion will make you to prioritize your things than him. Ingakho kuJesu wayibuza uPetro, uyangithanda kunalaba. All he wanted is the highest level of love. He dealt with love. Love issues. But any is in toge, which is the last one that I have to release you to go. Let the Bible, uma ufunda inqatika Luke chapter number 24, verse number 49. Uti ningasugi e Jerusalem. He's dealing with the highest level. Ningasugi e Jerusalem. Tari. Until you are clothed by the power of the Holy Spirit. So now he is taking us into the first level of moving in power. Because the first level of moving in power, amandla waqoka njengebhanje. You will be clothed. Oh shabokosa. Ngiyayizwa lapha emuva leyo. God is closing his people. God is closing his people. Because when he clothes you, he takes away the shame. He takes away uvalo. He takes away confusion. When he shalane Jerusalem, nize nembathiswe amandla. The first level is the level of being clothed by the power. God to my figure, Acts chapter number 1. Verse number 8. Uthi ye shall receive power. In other words, you cannot receive the power until you are clothed by the power. Because it's the power that welcomes the power. is the power. Lentina mancha kabi ngeke uyamkele ngenqondo yakho. Udinga amandla kumbathisile ukuthi amkele lamandla. I feel like very young now. You see, Bazalwane, you will be clothed first. He's dealing with the church before he was ascended. Uma eseloke kuluma. Uti, this is the promise. Chapter number 1. I think it's verse number. Uti hlalelani sethembiso. Because he promises his people. He dealt with promises. Promises. Can somebody shout promises? Let me tell you, there is no faith until you receive the promise that will cultivate the faith. Let me take you that. Because the Bible is the book of promises. It's a love letter full of promises. That's the book. That's the Bible. You see, uma uzolfunda, ulfunde sengazathi ujahu goshumayela. Then uzoba nenkinga. Fanele ulfunde and take the promises. Because the Bible lithi, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, bazalwane, usungadli nje izethembiso ziyalapha enhlizweni zifike zicreate something. Uthi noma ubusaba uzu ukuthi nakho kukhona into enyuka kimi manje. Uthi kade bethele ibambe lingashoni. Uthi there is no weapon formed against me that shall be able to prosper. When they say you will go down, you will say I am above and not. Promises. And then he says, before you welcome all other promises, you need the promise of the Holy Ghost. Promise of the Holy Spirit. Which came? Uma amandla efika, amandla aligned to the church. Aligned the church. Which Jesus wanted to live in aligned church. Let's close. That's in Tategat. You see, Uma, that you will receive this promise. Let the Bible suddenly, chapter 2, suddenly came the mighty rushing wind. Listen to how the man that African icon. Let the Bible, they filled the room. Because Uma figure man adila ne territory before adile nama territory owners. Filled the room. Hi, lokhu ngifikile lapha ngibona amandla nje agcwelindlu lamandla agcwelindlu agcwelindlu oshaphoko sathaba likhababosane namhlanje kuzoqhabuka amaketanga uyofika ekhaya. You will be free. There will be miracles taking place. God, we are not dealing with miracles. We are receiving the power, filling the house, making the territory conducive. Atamandla segcwele indlu. The whole territory was conducive. UPeter washumayela intshumayelo okufanele ngabe bacasukile abantu. Wathi nini nambulala ngezandla zenu ezimphi. Lo kodwa uNkulunkulu umfusile kwabafileyo. Bathi siyokwenza njani? Because when the territory is conducive, it becomes the place of possibilities. Let me say it again. When the territory is conducive, it becomes a place of possibilities. It's possible, all of us in the house. It's possible. Something is possible. I don't care what you came with. Kodwa namhlanje umthala wezinsuku ukhona phakathi kwethu. Everything is possible. Change your family. When you are the answer for your family, you are the answer for your father and your mother. Why? Because you have come into the place of possibility, the place with the power, filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, ya baba basa. When the promise came, it started with the house. Fill the house. But secondly, the Bible says, it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. All they were doing what? They were filled with the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Yabona umuntu mayifike laphakathi kwethu ukadideka angazi noma ngisendaweni right yini abone nengane encane lokhu zirepopoposa kurabashanda limasuya labakhaya. Why? Because into esendlini it changes everybody. This is the power that changes. The power that changes. He sorts out the territory so that it will be possible for whoever that is in the inside, for whatever hunger he or she has, whatever hunger. But uma eqedwe kusho yonke leyo nto about the Holy Spirit, lethi iBhayibheli wasenyuka nabe endabeni uMathewu. Othi wafike wababusisa before athathwe. Because Jesus left a blessed church. Blessed church. Abanye abazi ukuthi yini isibusiso because they look at the circumstances and the things around their lives. But let me tell you, all you are waiting for is the manifestation of the blessing that Jesus left upon the church. Why ngeke anyuke ashiye abantu beneqalekiso? Umnyuka kwakhe kwakusho ukuthi the blessing is left. But another thing that you Bible banyuka watch my figure laphayana. Bemile bebuka. Bebuka. Bambone nyuka. Bebhekile. Yabo. If it was the rapture, why is ovela? Kodwa ngoba wayenyuka. He was ascending. Bambona enyuka. Engasasho lutho eqedile. Eshiye yonke into. Eseshiye nokuthi ngiphiwa amandla onke ezulwini nasemhlabeni. Nina hambani with the same power that I've been given. Eseqedile. Kwasho ukuthi uqedile manje wavala umlomo emhlabeni. He was ascended. Phambe kwabo. Nesikade lokho enyuka. Lithi iBhayibheli kwehla ifu. Lafika lamgoqa. Abanye abazalwane kubayi bathi leli fully transport. No, lalingesiyona transport. That was glory. That was glory. Because when you talk about glory, you are talking about two things. Hey God, Jesus, engazi ngasidla isikhathi senu. Niyasebenza njalo nina kusasa. Now, you know when you're talking about the glory, you're talking about the Shekinah. When you're talking about the Shekinah, when they came out of Egypt, kwaba konifu elalibahole mini, kukhona umlilo ubahole ebusuku.
That was not a literal fire. That was not a literal cloud. It was a Shekinah. Because Shekinah is the glory that leads. Inkazimulo eholayo. But it's not only the Shekinah, it's the Kabod. When we talk about the Kabod, you're talking about the heaviness. You know, the heaviness is sin. It's a sin. It goes with the favor. Because you can never be favored until you receive the Kabod. The Kabod yenza ube heavier than the others. Noma ngabe niyakwi interview niphethe ama qualification afanayo, but the Kabod vele ihlale phezu kwakho ikwenze ube more than your peers. I can't be equal to my peers. I have to be more. I need more. I want more. I need more. I need something different. I need something heavier. I need something glorious. I need it in my life. It was not a transport. It was a welcome back to glory. When the cloud welcomed him, kwahlala ingelosi zathi nimeleni madoda abazalwane nibheke phezulu. Wayesethi ngoba nimbonile ehla kanje, amina enyuka kanje, uyo buya futhi kanje. He went and the welcome of glory, but he will be brought with the glory too. That tells me something. I understand something there. Let me tell you this. It's the glory that will be coming with Jesus that will open the graves of those that died with the glory. It will be the glory pulling the glory. The glory in the sky will be pulling the glory in the graves. Ungafi ulahlekelwe inkazimulo. Afi. Ungisize ngani yakwethu. Ungafi. Don't die. Don't die without glory. Run away from shame. Run away from sin. Run away from everything that can cause you to die. Shame. Shame is not our portion, but our portion is glory. The Shekinah and the Kabod. The Shekinah and the Kabod. The Shekinah and the Kabod. A Shekinah and the Kabod. I am heavier. I'm welcome, Claude. Ingakho, lithi iBhayibheli bambheka enyuka, akekho noyedwa owakhalayo. Wathi awuyahamba inkosi, akukhona lodwa unyembezi. Mhlawumbe wayokhala uJuda. Kwasho ukuthi ke uJuda indaba yakhe yasolvenga. Wayengafuni iglory, wayefuna imali. Yikho wadayisa uJesu because he was hungry for money. When he saw Jesus, he saw money. But when you see Jesus, go for the glory. Because in the glory, everything is in it. Isn't it? Amen.
I have to pray for some people here. But let's all stand. Because the glory is something from on high. Ayikho glory kulezi la emhlabeni. Ayikho. Ingakho abahlulwe ukumbheka kahle bamlandele kahle baze baye enyangeni. Bayofuna into ongayithola in a moment of time in glory. Moment of time. Moment of time. That's the glory. Moment of time. How many of you knows that when the glory sits on you, all of your problems will melt right here? All of them, all, one by one, all of them will melt right here. Right now in the spirit, I hear the chains falling in the spirit. There are some that will receive some strange phone calls. Strange phone calls. It won't be your education. It won't be your connection. But it will be the work of the glory upon your life. You know, the last thing, Dogodela, that was seen when Jesus was ascended was the glory, the cloud. Why? Because he could not take it from with himself and forgetting us. As the glory was going with the glory, it was left with the church. The church must be the full of glory. Thank you, Jesus. Close your eyes and lift your hands. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are lifting our hands unto heaven. I know ukuthi phakathi kwenu kukhona that are facing the wicked spirits. They are facing some things that they don't know how are they going to be removed empilweni zabo. I want namhlanje ukuthi uvule umlomo wakho. Speak above whatever that you used to experience. There is no wicked spirit. In fact, I silence every spirit tonight. Yes, yes, yes. I silence every failure. I silence every powers of hell. Namhlanje ebusuku nifaka onke amajela akho ejele. Namhlanje ebusuku nifuna uyikholwe lento bese uyathandaza. Thandaza kungazathi awukazi uthandaza. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Pray. Pray. Open your mouth. Let your voice be heard. Hoshabababasaya. Let your voice be heard. Come on. Hekamaliga Jesu. Hekamelina mantra. Mwengwele. Hoshabababasaya taba. Repeya dalababosa. Hura bashande. Masuya lababashake. Repo yataga. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The glory of God is upon the people of God. Receive the glory. Open your mouth. Fulu mlomo wako. Tandaza. Obeku ngoba kuya ngojwa. Ekama liga chesu ekama. Liga chesu ekama. Liga chesu ekama. Liga chesu. Baba. Nitete la mancha. Nitete lukobo. Pezwe mpilo yabo. From the top of their heads until the sole of their feet. Every chains broken. Every evil removed. Every obstacle removed. Ekama liga chesu. Ekama liga chance. Ekama liga chance. Ekama liga chance. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Pray, pray. Open your mouth. Let your voice be heard in heaven. Let your voice be heard in the cloud. Ekama liga chance. Ekama liga chance. Ekama liga chance. Ekama. Ha na 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 no. Likaya taba. Line de de seya tebe. Rapopo saya. Ekama liga chance. Ekama liga chesh. Ekama liga chesh. Call his name. Libizi kamalake. Ekama liga chesh. Linigi wamansha. Peswaso zonke zinto. Bizi kamaliga chesh. Call upon the glory upon your life. Ekama liga chesh. Ekama liga chesh. Ekama liga chesh. Oh ya baba baba yandi Bawo baba shikapa Izumlilo uhlala kwabanye izwi inkazimulo ihlala kwabanye ugobo lophula amajoka esitha izifo siyabaleka amaphathi namashwa ayahamba ekama lika Jesu izimpi ziyanqotshwa izimpi ziyanqotshwa izimpi ziyanqotshwa right here right now. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Ekama liga Jesu ekama elinamandla ekama liga Jesu. Come on, come on, open your mouth one more time, one more time, one more minute. Open your mouth, pray, tandaza, tandaza, one more minute. Shapobosa, repepe saya, koroboboshan, ekama liga Jesu, ekama liga Jesu, in the name of Jesus, hoya bosa, ekama liga Jesu. Baba Sandy, Ripapa Papa Sete, Siabong, Amanuele, Siabong, Casmuli, Seligiti, Siabong, Baba, that all our battles are won in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Andedado yande bokoya ba. Libradozi kabaya yande la bosa yande shababaseke yande libozi kataba all over the auditorium. His power is all over this place. His glory is fighting your battles. Your battles are won right here, right now. Things are happening all over the house. This is the house of power. This is the house of glory. Baba sikunikeza udumo. nakulesi sikhathi. I declare and I decree every battle won, every door closed or opened. They are heavier than those that are in the world. The favor of God is seated on each and every one of them. Baba siyabonga ukuthi you're doing this for your own sake. And God, this is a revelation. The last thing was seen when you were ascended. It was the cloud of glory. I decree the cloud of glory in the house.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.